This morning, my heart's heavy. I think ministers should let you know my heart's very heavy. I have lost a very dear friend who was a United Methodist minister. His name was Cease Jenkins. He was very active in the Emmaus community, for those of you who work with Emmaus. And Cease and I have visited many times. I've preached revivals for him. He preached revivals for me. He died Friday morning suddenly, leaving behind a wife and several children. He was a pastor at the Bethel Oswego United Methodist Church in Taylor's. And I think it was Taylor's. It was out near Bishopville. And we talked last, and the last time I talked to him, he was out on the Sound in Charleston on a boat that he had rebuilt. And he said, "Why don't you and your wife come down and let's ride?" And I said, "I'll do it, Cease. Let me get settled in, and I look forward to it." And so this morning, I just want you to know that this All Saints Day is very meaningful to me, and I'm a little bit emotional this morning. As I looked at this passage of Scripture and thought about what today meant, and I wonder, how many of you realize that something has happened in this sanctuary? The sanctuary has been painted. And that's the way things happen around us sometimes. Things happen that is a result of people taking care and doing what they should do as trustees, especially in this instant, with monies that have been allocated by you and others for the maintenance of this facility. I thought about this sanctuary as I stood in it the other day. Larry and I came in here and others, and we were contemplating this service and this time, this program today. And I looked at this beautiful facility and the years that maybe not this exact facility's been here, but a church that is now Main Street has existed since the 1850s. And I thought about those things that the church has endured. Wars, the Great Depression. I thought about those times that saints have sung here, as we've already alluded to, worshipped here. Now I read again the story of John Wesley as he came to this country, and not only here, but as he went back to England, and the hardships that he endured. One of the things that I remember distinctly this morning is that he called for us to be an inclusive church. We have some that are going to be joining this fellowship in the next few weeks. And you're coming to join a church that embraces every other baptism of every other denomination. John Wesley made the statement early on, and I paraphrase it, when he says, "How is your heart? If your heart is like my heart, give me your hand." And we say that we are the church of open mind, open hearts, open doors. We're open. We're open to inclusiveness. We're open to individuals as they journey in their faith. But it doesn't mean that just anything goes. There's a call for dedication. There's a call of faith. There's a call that sustains one in the midst of life's realities. I thought about those that we are going to be remembering this morning. Those who were a part of this church And I want to read again to you a portion of what they responded to years ago. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sins. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. When I perform a marriage, I bring the couple to the altar. I tell them, I said, this is where you're going to stand. And I begin to talk about the baptisms that have taken place here and those that have knelt here and the bodies that have laid in state here before we took them to their resting place. And I said, this is where you're going to be standing. It's a sacred spot. And this morning, as we look away from the altar and we look within these sacred walls and we think about those that have worshiped here, and we think about these statements, these affirmations that each one made, and then we realize, or I hope you realize afresh, God calls us to be His church. An open-hearted church. A church that embraces people of all ages and stations and races and colors and creeds. All these folk, you're welcome here. I pray this morning that on this All Saints Sunday, that we, as these names are read, as we remember them, as we remember their life, as we remember the gift and gifts that they brought here, that it'll be a time of rededication, of reaffirmation, of renewed surrender to be what God would have us here at Main Street United Methodist Church. And if this morning you come here and you don't have a place to call home, we invite you to make this place your spiritual home. Amen.